With the temperatures sizzling and our weight loss program beginning and ending with just opening the door and walking outside, it's easy to see why summer is ice cream season, the cool treat that can help fortify us in the dog days. What's your flavor? Baskin and Robbins, of course, has 31 to choose from. Its marketing push since opening in 1945. Some flavors are set, some rotate in and out. Pull yourself up to that Baskin Robbins counter this morning, not just to eat dessert first, but to learn a little bit about prayer. That mark of a believer, prayer comes in 31 flavors and counting. Our personal conversation with God, perhaps resembling someone else's, but with another ribbon here, another taste in the second bite, distinctly our own. For us, there should be some standard elements to prayer: praise, thanksgiving, intercession, desire for conversion. But some flavors jump to the front in certain seasons. Jesus has been placing his order the last few days, as our gospel has stayed with John 17, Jesus' so-called priestly prayer, one said at the end of the Last Supper, something of a dessert for us. In it, Jesus can sound a little confusing. Prayer isn't a sermon or a parable, after all. Moving in and out of this concept of unity with God the Father, that they may be one as I am in you and you are in me, round and round, scoop after scoop, it goes. Why is this? Why is Jesus praying in this way? This is the next verse in John's gospel, one just after our reading ends this morning. When he had said this, Jesus went out with his disciples across the Kidron Valley to where there was a garden. He finishes his prayer, grasping for unity, and moves into the Garden of Gethsemane in all its solitariness. Look at Jesus' selection again. Maybe the next time we have something big brewing, something difficult to endure coming, we look to God and place ourselves connected to him, to ask God to reveal the unity he desires to have with us. This might be better than perhaps the more common, zap it, God, take it away. A new flavor of prayer recommended by our Jesus this season. Allow God to serve you what you need today.